Continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Food and Drug Administration has endorsed a one-dose coronavirus vaccine from Johnson & Johnson.
This is the third vaccine authorized for emergency use. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls them highly effective.
Each of them are very effective against severe disease, and virtually all of them say that you look at the data and it's clear that you get essentially no hospitalizations or deaths.
FDA advisors say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the risks, but new supplies of vaccine are needed to keep up with variants of the virus. Dr. Fauci says they're working on that.
We will conduct a phase one study, which we will begin in mid-March.
Shipments of a few million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could begin as early as Monday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Biden administration carried out its first action with a U.S. airstrike in Syria. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Pentagon officials say the strikes were retaliation for recent attacks on U.S. interests in Iraq. The U.S. airstrike in Syria targeted facilities belonging to a powerful Iranian-backed militia. White House spokesman Jen Psaki said President Biden is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans. She also said the Pentagon briefed congressional leadership before the action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis welcomed attendance to the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in Orlando, Florida. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Republicans have diverse opinions and views, but mostly agree on common principles.
We don't believe in uniformity, but I'll tell you what can unite conservatives and libertarians and those who value the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is a love of liberty.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 469 points. More at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, Chuck.
Who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Chris Jones, a spokesperson for the renaming of McCarran International Airport after former Senator Harry Reid, says it's likely to cost some $5 to $7 million, according to airport officials, not the $2 million estimate which was floated earlier by the Clark County Commissioner, Tick Siegerblum. The smaller figure was based off a lesser project some years ago. McCarran's renaming would include a new logo, rebranding, along with several other updates. While the debate over a $15 minimum wage goes on, Costco announces it's increasing its starting wage to $16 an hour. The company CEO announced the increase at the Senate Budget Committee hearing, saying the wage increase will happen next week, up from $15 Costco instituted 2 years ago. Competitors like Amazon, Target, and Best Buy pay $15 minimums, while Walmart's starting pay is $11 an hour. The federal minimum wage is currently at $7.25. Well, the Las Vegas Motor Speedway is happy about the upcoming Pennzoil 400 NASCAR race being sold out. Just not happy about the number of fans, which will be allowed at the March 7th event. 15% of capacity, not 20%. That means 12,500 fans.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now we're getting Friday afternoon flows as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl area of Las Vegas. Slow flows on the 515 East at Main, and that's clogging things up behind that on that transition. As you leave Interstate 15 North to go 515 East, also lane restrictions 15 North at Lamb.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday afternoon, taking you home right up till 6 o'clock. Kevin Wall with you. Normally we have Randy Sutton on. Unfortunately, it's usually not a part of good news. It's part of bad news. Cop-involved shootings, tragedies involving cops, defunding the police, things like that. But today, we wanted to have Randy on to talk about something near and dear to his heart, and that's the Wounded Blue. Randy Sutton is a retired Las Vegas Metro Police lieutenant, and he is the founder of the Wounded Blue. You can reach him at thewoundedblue.org. Always good to talk to you, Randy. I'm glad it's under more positive circumstances.
Well, you know, I have to agree with you, Kevin. It's glad, it's good to be here. And there is some some good news on this front that I'd like to tell the people about.
First of all, what is Wounded Blue?
The Wounded Blue is a national organization that I founded and I am the national director of. It is the National Assistance and Support Organization for Injured and Disabled Law Enforcement Officers. It's we don't care if the injury is physical, emotional, psychological. We recognize that all injuries can be devastating.
Now, it's not an injury, but it is something that has befallen our first responders. Maybe it's some of the stuff they've seen, some of the stuff they've had to deal with, and that is the issue of suicides. Can you talk a little bit about suicide and how it's adversely impacted cops and first responders in general?
Yeah, we're seeing an epidemic of suicide, Kevin. It is a little known fact that the estimate is between 4 and 7 times the number of law enforcement officers who die in the line of duty will take their own lives. And that is a startling and tragic statistic. It literally means that thousands of police officers have taken their lives over the last few years.
Any indication on why the spike?
There's a lot of reasons for this. Post-traumatic stress is a very, very real phenomenon that has affected military and has affected first responders. Literally, police officers around the country are falling prey to post-traumatic stress injury every single day. Now, how that is dealt with by each agency and by the cities and counties that the officers serve will make a determination on how they get through it. And that's actually one of the things that I really wanted to talk to the folks about tonight, because of something that we have launched, and we are seeing some really, I'm going to say, heartening support from the people of Las Vegas when it comes down to helping the Southern Nevada law enforcement officers.
And I want to ask you about it because you have teamed up with Gabe Martinez Law Firm to create a scholarship program. Talk a little bit about what that's about.
Yeah, this is really exciting for me, Kevin. So the Wounded Blue has a signature program. It's called Code 4 Total Wellness. And what it encompasses is 24-hour-a-day telemedicine with licensed medical doctors. It encompasses financial counseling, because so often the issue of finances leads to stress. But most importantly, it's our CAPER program. CAPER stands for the Confidential Assistance Program for Emergency Responders, and this is an amazing program. It gives law enforcement officers who take part who get this scholarship or get this benefit, unlimited visits with psychologists and psychiatrists for them and also for their immediate family. So think about this, Kevin. There is a strong negative connotation when it comes down to asking for help within the law enforcement first responder community. People are embarrassed. People are scared to ask for help because of stigma, because of believe it or not, Kevin, this actually happens in many states. You can go in as a police officer, tell your chief, listen, I really need to see somebody because I'm having issues with that shooting I had or that terrible car wreck that I saw or just cumulative stress. And the chief can say, really, hey, sorry to hear about that, you're fired. And this really literally takes place across America. So cops are scared to death to go to their agencies, even the most well-meaning, and ask for help. And that's what Code 4 Total Wellness, that's what the Wounded Blue does. First of all, we provide peer support for injured and disabled officers all over the country. And it's completely free of charge. We never charge for anything. We're a 501c3 charity, and none of my people, myself, or any of my staff take any salaries. Everything goes into helping injured and disabled officers. So Code 4 Total Wellness is a program that we launched, and we with the money that we raise, we actually give this benefit, which is, you know, it costs us money, but with the money that we raise, we give this to disabled officers. Well, the law firm, Gabe Martinez Law Firm, Toby Urich, who is a retired Henderson cop, they have scholarshiped any Southern Nevada law enforcement officer who wants this program on a first-come, first-served basis can get it for free. That's how much they care about their cops. That's how much they care about their community. And not only them, but now other businesses, other corporations in Clark County have now come to us and said, what can we do to help? Now, think about this, Kevin. This is community and the police working together to make it a safer place for their police. To me, this is a breakthrough. This is something that's so important, and I wish that more people would know about it. Because, first of all, I want to thank the GGRM, the Gabe's and Toby's law firm, for doing this, for stepping up. And I also want to, any of your listeners who are either police officers in Southern Nevada, related to police officers, love a police officer, and think that they could benefit from this, contact me, randy@thewoundedblue.org, and we'll get them this program for free, thanks to people who care.
Let me just ask you, because I think there's a perception out there that a police officer is involved in an officer-involved shooting or is involved in some way in something tragic, and that the next day they'll have PTSD. Am I right that this thing can just kind of develop over the course of time, and it might not be the day after or 2 days after or 2 weeks after or even 2 years after, and then all of a sudden they start having these feelings?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So post-traumatic stress injury, and you'll notice I call it post-traumatic stress injury, not post-traumatic stress disorder, because it is an injury. It can be healed. And it doesn't... Listen, there's plenty of cops, plenty of first responders that never are affected by post-traumatic stress disorder. Almost everyone will acquire some traumatic injury along the way, because you simply cannot see what you see as a cop, what you experience as a first responder without it affecting you. You can't see, you know, violently torn apart bodies and death and destruction and cruelty and violence. You can't see it without being affected, but it doesn't have to affect you to the point where it's debilitating. And sometimes peer support, that's what we do as the Wounded Blue, helps people that have experienced seeing what they have seen, talking to another officer. My entire team of trained peer support counselors are all cops. Many have been shot, many have been stabbed, many have been beaten. Everybody has suffered, but they still want to serve. Many can no longer serve as a cop because of the devastating injuries they received, but they still serve. By letting other officers know that they're not alone, and then by having the Code 4 Total Wellness Program, this is another step in helping our law enforcement officers cope with what they see, what they have to endure. And the tragic reality is, Kevin, that with what is happening in society today, with the attacks by the media, by social media, by political figures, by social agendas, it is making policing much more dangerous emotionally and mentally. And so we have to figure out a way to cope with it. And that's what the Wounded Blue is doing. And with Gabe's firm, giving a donation of what they gave in order to make this offer to cops in Southern Nevada. It's really, I'm proud to be able to do this.
I want to move you in a different direction for just a couple of minutes. The
sure.
Attack on the Capitol, January 6th, a colossal failure of intelligence. Anything else that was wrong about what happened January 6th?
Oh, there's so much that was wrong with what happened January 6th. And the reality is that leadership, politics, all played a major role in this. Now, I most people do not know this because, and I didn't know until I did some investigating on my own. So with most police agencies, there's a leader, there's a chief, there's a sheriff, and they answer to who? They answer to the mayor, city council, or the voters when it comes down to the sheriff. But there's a head of the organization, and it's usually, you know, they report to a city mayor or county council. Well, with the U.S. Capitol Police, there is a chief, but the chief is only, believe it or not, a non-voting member of a three-part team. And they have to, what the chief has to do, when he wants to run something up a flagpole, you know where it goes? It goes to the Sergeant at Arms of the United States Senate and the Sergeant at Arms of the United States Congress. And in this, during this year, it goes to the Congress. So who actually has the say? Well, it's Nancy Pelosi. She's the one at the top of the food chain when it comes down to making decisions about law enforcement in the United States Capitol. So you have the chief of police at the time, of course he was the sacrificial lamb here, making all kinds of requests which are denied him for security, for additional security. You notice that these officers were not equipped with vests as far as, you know, heavy ballistic armor. They weren't equipped with helmets. They weren't equipped with any of the tools needed to combat a large crowd. Well, why is that? Well, this is literally something that requires a full investigation. But when you look at the investigation that has been called for, it's Nancy Pelosi's person who is doing the investigation. Well, Nancy Pelosi should be a target of the investigation.
That's amazing. How do we make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, there has to be a total revamping of the Capitol Police and a non-political policing. Let me tell you, Kevin, one thing I have seen time and time again, and as you know, I interact with law enforcement agencies and officers all over the country, literally hundreds of people I talk to every month, from law enforcement leadership at the top level to the working cop. And the worst thing about policing is politics. This is what I hear all the time. I hear this phrase that drives me insane because it's so real, but it's so unneeded. And that is, I'm more scared of the people that I work for than I am of the criminal on the street. And the reason for that is because of politics. It's because of self-serving leadership in many, many instances, political leadership at the highest levels that literally play with the lives of their cops. It is, and so when you look at the Capitol police situation, it's literally a political nightmare because the cops, and I know many of these officers, I've talked to them recently, and they are incredibly dedicated to serving the Capitol and to protecting the Capitol. I mean, when I say dedicated, I mean some of these men and women were so damaged by what they feel is inept leadership and by accusations from political figures that is devastating their morale. And this wasn't a failure of the street cops. This was a failure of the leadership. And the leadership goes all the way to Nancy Pelosi.
Wow. If folks want to help you in your efforts to help police and other first responders, the CAPR program, which I think is absolutely amazing, how can they do it? How can they reach out?
Easy. Go to our website, that is www.thewoundedblue.org. You'll learn all about our organization. You can donate right there. If you want to help and you want to do something along the lines of what Gabe Martinez Law Firm, GGRM, is doing, you want to provide some of these this amazing benefit to a group of law enforcement officers, contact me directly, randy@thewoundedblue.org. If you want to sponsor an event, if you want to sponsor, part of what we're doing is we're going to be having an amazing benefit in October here in Las Vegas. If you want to get involved, you want to help, you want to actually touch lives of a law enforcement officer, then contact me, randy@thewoundedblue.org.
Randy, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. You be
Thank
safe
you,
out there, and we will talk. Have a great weekend.
I certainly will. Thank you again, Kevin.
There you go, Randy Sutton. 30-plus years on the job. Former Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance